24. Discovered in their doubt.
We should follow them,
says Ol, shouldering his kit bag. His companions look at him uneasily.
The psychers?
Asks Crank.
Yes, says Ol. At a careful distance, of course.
Why?
Asks John warily.
Because they were being taken to the throne room, says Ol. What have we found, John? Just one anonymous damn hallway after another. Do you want to keep wandering in circles, or follow someone who knows where they're going?
He walks towards the doors at the far end of the hall. Graft starts to trundle after him obediently, and a second later, Zybes and Leetoo follow. The others hesitate. John glances at Acte.
Risen, he said, he asks her.
That was the word framed in their minds, replies Acte. It was emotionally dense. The idea that he is risen carried immense significance for those people.
I'll bet, mutters John.
He hurries after Ol and catches up with him at the doors. Ol's got his ear to them, cautiously preparing to open them.
Wait, says John.
Why?
Says Ol.
I think, John begins, it's like he can't bear to say it.
I think we might need to reconsider our options.
No,
says Ol. He looks at John and sees that for the first time, John Grammaticus looks properly scared. Ol can almost see the confidence leaking out of him.
If he's risen, John says, if he's left the throne, then he's committed to some new plan, a new tactic, an endgame.
Ol nods.
So he'll be even harder to reach.
Ol nods again.
And even harder to stop,
he agrees.
So we should reconsider, says John, before it's too late.
The others have gathered around them. John's sudden fear is contagious, and they all look rattled. Ol realizes their morale is finally caving in. It's not as though they ever had much of a chance anyway, and every step of their journey has been skin-of-their-teeth luck. But all along, John's been the dynamo, a source of eager determination, sometimes irritating, always intense, that's kept them all afloat. That daredevil, almost manic fire, has gone out, quite abruptly, and without it, everything seems very cold and uncomfortably real. They can no longer ignore the immeasurable folly of their mission.
No, says Ol. We're not going to reconsider anything. We push on.
He reaches for the door handle. John grabs his wrist.
We can still get out,
John insists.
Use the knife. Get these people to safety.
I said no,
says Ol, pulling his hand free of John's grip.
You don't get to recruit me and then back out at the last minute. I never wanted to do this. You taught me into it. So here we are. And it's already too late. The knife won't carry us out of here. It couldn't get us in here, remember?
He opens the doors. Another long, silent hallway confronts them, entirely empty, but for the demigod statues lining its walls. The light is the gold-leaf glow of early summer.
Hebert, tie another thread, please, says Ol, as he starts to advance along the hall.
Zybes nods and trots over to the nearest statue, unwinding the twine. As he waits, Ol looks back at the others. John is loitering in the doorway, reluctant to enter the hall.
What are you afraid of? Ol says to him.
Failing,
John answers.
Dying? Getting everyone killed? Him?
Me too, John.
You don't show it.
I have my faith, John, says Ol.
John laughs sarcastically.
Oh, that, he says. Trooper Pearson believes in God,
says Graft, rotating its upper body segment to face John.
He is pious. He is a man of faith. He will be guided by that faith to do what is called good works. This I have recorded about him on a number of occasions. Faith is meaningless, says Acte. It is an outmoded concept, a crutch for the puerile and the ignorant.
She turns her blindfolded eyes towards Ol. Her poise is arch and superior.
Or is faith, she asks, against all rational sense, your guiding principle in this whole endeavour, Alanis. If it is, I regret ever getting involved.
Ignore her, says Kat. She looks at all. Just lead us, and we'll follow.
Yeah, says John. What good works should we do now? Whatever the hell that means.
Good works means to endeavour to help others who require help, says Graft, without expectation of reward or profit. It is not conditional on self-benefit. This I have
Oh, shut up, says John. He glares at all. Do you know what? That pious streak of yours was a charming little quirk for about a century. It's beginning to wear thin.
He points at the tiny catheric charm around Ol's neck.
That's bullshit, he says. Your god is...
What I have faith in is my business, says Ol.
You have faith too? You had faith in me. That's why you came to me and begged for help. You had faith that I could do this. Where's that gone?
John looks aside sullenly.
The things we've been through to get here, John, says Ol. You've never flinched. I'm sure you've been afraid many times, terrified. I know I have. But you've never lost that faith in me until now. Why is that?
Oh, I'm sure you're going to tell me, says John.
I think it's because we're actually here, says Ol. I warned you. The palace is a weapon. It's messing with your mind. It's purposefully designed to be intimidating, to make you feel small and powerless and lost.
This dangerous theatre.
Right, says Ol. It's all for show. The architecture is intended to swallow us, to make us feel like nobodies.
Oh, we're nobodies, all right, says John.
We're nobodies who made it all the way to Terra, says Ol quietly.
We're nobodies who got inside his damn sanctum. These last-minute fears are just a subliminal reaction to the weaponized environment. It's crushing you psychologically, exactly the way he wanted it to.
No, says John. The witch said he's risen. Risen from the throne. What does that tell you all?
It could mean anything, says Ol.
It means, says John, that he's not here anymore. All this bloody effort getting here has been for nothing.
Don't talk that way, says Zybes. It sounds like you're giving up.
No one's giving up, Hebert, says Ol.
John's faith may be wavering, and I understand why, even if he refuses to admit it. But mine isn't.
Faith! John snorts. Is that really all you've got?
It's all I need, says Ol.
How about a plan? John growls. Or is that god of yours going to show you some kind of sign?
Maybe he will. Or maybe we work this out for ourselves.
What are you saying? Asks John. We just have to tweak our plan a little? Plans are hard to revise when they don't exist in the first place, says Actae. Just don't talk, Kat snaps at her. As you command, my leash,
Actae replies sardonically.
Of course Trooper Pearson has a plan, says Graft. Does he?
Asks Actae.
This would be the plan he refuses to share with any of us.
Ol doesn't answer. He's suddenly frowning. He's looking intently at John.
Well, there's our sign, he says.
What?
Kat asks.
What's wrong with your face? Ol asks John.
Nothing,
John says.
That's my point, says Ol.
John touches a finger to his mouth and chin tentatively. Then he gropes at his ribcage and shoulders.
That rogue Alpha Legionnaire did a serious number on him, Ol says to the others. But there's not a mark on him anymore.
I don't understand, says John, bewildered.
Nothing hurts. No bruising. My lip isn't split. My tongue. What's happening?
Asks Zybes in alarm.
It's the Aegis, says Ol.
The what?
Asks Crank.
The Sanctum's psychic shield, says Leetu.
Ol nods.
Correct, he says. It's his aura. A projection of his will.
It holds the warp at bay, says Actae, and protects from empiric assault.
Indeed, says Ol. But it can have a healing effect too, like a side effect. Back in the day, it was considered a miraculous property of his palaces and fortresses. Wherever he was, he would extend his will as part of the site defences. But people who were granted an audience or came inside his protection, they were often cured of disease or restored to health. It was just a byproduct of his intense psychic presence.
Which means he's still here, breathes John.
All nods.
Which means he's still here, he agrees. We're inside the Aegis. Your injuries have vanished. We have to be really close to him. It's not as though he can have someone else maintain the Sanctum's Aegis in his place.
Slowly, John begins to grin at all.
Damn you all, he murmurs.
See? Sometimes you just need a little faith, says All, smiling back at him.
Faith is your department, says John. I don't touch the stuff myself.
John hoists his kit bag, and they stride together towards the next set of golden doors. The others exchange glances and then hurry to catch them up.
So we've still got a chance?
Asks Crank.
I think we have, says Cat.
I think Erda was a fool to believe in either of these men, says Acte.
All approaches the imposing doors, preparing to open them, but John stops him.
Let me, he says.
My business is watching your back while you get things done, remember?
What did you call them, Agraft? Good works?
Let's do some of those.
He nods to Leetu, who raises his weapon to cover the doorway. John listens at the doors, then takes hold of the handle.
Ready, Argonauts?
He asks, grinning back at them. His confidence has returned as quickly as it fled. Contagious as his fear, the return of his familiar cocky grin draws a smile from Cat, Zybes, and Crank. He swings the huge doors open. The tip of the leveled sentinel blade is aimed directly at his face, even though it is rested at the hip.
Submit instantly, says the custodian giant, or be destroyed.